Citrus grower Maury Boyd received a warm greeting Friday when he stepped into a bus carrying Peace River area citrus growers to see his Southwest Florida groves. Those groves are famous within citrus circles for having stayed productive for years, even though heavily infected with greening disease. One grower on the Peace River bus said Boyd has become a citrus rock star for using nutritionals and other products on his greening-infected trees instead of following conventional scientific wisdom, which at the time of infection called for destroying the trees. In recent years, the success of Boyd's program has made it, or something like it, virtually the standard production practiced in Florida groves infected with HLB. When the Peace River growers toured Boyd's grove, several who had been there more than once said Boyd's trees keep looking better every year. The visit to Boyd's Grove was the highlight of the trip, which also offered numerous other educational opportunities for Peace River growers. The bus visited the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center at Immokalee, where University of Florida researcher Bob Rausch showed the growers experiments on Boyd's programs, as well as other programs aimed at keeping trees productive in the face of HLB. The growers also received many seminars on an array of citrus topics while traveling from Arcadia to Immokalee and back again. Speakers discussed the citrus black spot infestation in Southwest Florida, the new statewide citrus pest management practices, the basics of citrus nutrition, major issues facing the Florida Department of Citrus, and the work of the Citrus Research and Development Foundation. In coming weeks, the citrus section at southeastagnet.com will have more reports from the Peace River Tour. Ernie Neff, Southeast Agnet.